All right. Well, Omar, thank you so much for joining me today. For those of you who don't know me, my name is Wendy Baird, the Emotional Entrepreneur. And this video was actually made for my podcast, The Passion Project, which Omar was so gracious to be able to be one of my first guests. So I wanted to make sure to have an audio and a video so that you, our audience, can really truly get to know who we are. So Omar, tell me a little bit about yourself, you know, especially like those who can't see, just name where you're from and what are you
about? Okay, absolutely. Okay, so my name is Omar Salem. Okay, I'm 17 years old. Hopefully, I want to be like working in the marketing industry. I've already started. I'm currently an upcoming marketing consultant. I'm working with several people, I think, and I just started like a week ago. And the other thing that I'm really deep about is self-development, but not in the sense of kind of like life coaching. The sense of like stuff that I learned from my journey, stuff that I know is true. So that's what I speak about. I think that's really what I'm all about. I can work with fitness and like photography, but it's not my main thing. That's who I am. That's what I'm trying to deliver. I think
that's actually was something that I was going to ask you was when it comes to your target market, you know, audience, because I know you're getting ready to start your own podcast next week as well, are you wanting to work with only certain types of clients that you have like more maybe in common with? Or is it pretty much just a little bit of everything?
That's a tricky question that I haven't completely figured out myself. But I would say I'm a person who's starting. So I really believe in something, which is you work. As long as it's not against my values and stuff that I genuinely believe in, I'm down. Mm-hmm. For example, I can work with someone who's an artist, digital creator. I can work with someone who owns a company. I can work with someone who's a doctor or dentist. Like,
right.
I care about the profession as long as I feel like two things are in it. One, the person is actually trying to do something. Mm-hmm. Is genuinely trying to help, and like it's something that I'm passionate about, and he's doing something that he's hopefully passionate about, so we can like climb the ladder together. And the other thing is I think I just would like to know the person I'm working with to have a meaningful relationship and build a business who's it's not just about like numbers and analytics and stuff like that, but actually something that would be of good contribution to the entire world, like society, community, the whole world, like depends on the scale. I think that's
awesome. That's awesome. Yeah, exactly. So first I want to let the audience know how we met. All right. Because to me, I know that it was like really exciting for you and I cannot wait to have my time to do what you did. All right. I am not a morning person. Okay. And you're sitting there in Egypt. So I know it's like really, really late at night, but like for myself, this particular, like, it wasn't really a podcast, but it was like a video that I caught that you were on. And I never wake up that early in the morning.
I don't know what happened, but you're...
Oh, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. It just kind of cut off on your side.
Oh, weird. Okay. Where did it cut off at?
When you were introducing how we met.
Okay. So basically, for our audience listening, we met because I saw him talking on Tea with Gary Vee.
Biggest day of my life. Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, I'll let him explain his story behind that here in a moment, because I know it meant a lot to him. But, you know, something about this gentleman, when I heard him speak, I didn't know his age. You know, he mentioned it really briefly and quickly within that video. But it's like, I didn't know his age, but the way that he spoke really spoke to me, because Omar, you, above and beyond, it's about helping people. And I saw that you weren't trying to be salesy. You were trying to talk to Gary Vee about how you can do something to help other people. And in return, of course, help ourselves, because we have families, we have our own dreams and our own passions. But the way that you, the questions that you would ask him, and the way that you addressed yourself, the way that you, I don't want to say stuck up for yourself, but you made sure to tell your story, tell your reasons why you were asking.
I think passion. I think the passion is, yes. Is very the.
Yeah. So tell me about that experience. You woke up that day and you had no clue you were going to talk to Karen.
Okay. It wasn't really that day. It was 5 days before. So I was up late. I was up late on Wednesday. On Wednesday, it was like 12 midnight, Eastern time. It was 6 a.m. I didn't go to sleep until 6 a.m. And then I had Zane from Team with Gary Vee send me, like, sharing my tweet into my messages, like, tweets on messages on Twitter.
Yeah.
And then your question was chosen to be on the show. And I swear to God, I thought the phone, like, fell in my hands, like, no, that's not good. That's not good. Probably, like, so and I called my friends. It was 6 a.m. and none of us were asleep. I called them and I kept jumping on the call. It was something massive. I'm still at all right now.
How much did you have between being invited onto the show to when you were actually like
5 days? 5 days, I guess. It was Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Friday and Saturday off. Thursday was canceled. Sunday was off. Friday didn't get a chance. Sunday didn't get a chance. Monday, I mean, didn't get a chance. Tuesday, hopped on. Like, what really fascinated me, because I kept that excitement for 5 days straight. That's like the longest. Yeah. that was huge.
Yeah,
and I think I to be honest, I knew that I needed to love the process even before I hopped on. But the thing that really clicked wasn't that he told me to love the process, but how he told me it, and like he told me how to do it. Like, always knew that I gotta be patient. Like, I can't, like, there is no skip forward. Like, you're not watching a video on YouTube. But
yes.
I was stuck between, I know I gotta be passionate, but I don't know how. So that was my problem. And he told me that it's just what it is, and that you need offsetting the hunger and ambition with patience and execution. This is what it's gonna get you there. And then I thought of a really good analogy. It's like, when you're climbing a mountain, the beauty is not from the view up there. The beauty is the work you put in to be able to see the view from up there. Like, if you
drop the journey.
Yeah, exactly. Yep, exactly. Like, if you've fallen, think about it. I went hiking on like 1,000, I don't know how much that in mile, but like 1,000 plus, like 1,600 kilometers. So that's like my, it was like a really big mountain. I climbed all the way, I hiked all the way to the top. And I thought to myself, if I dropped off a plane on top, I wouldn't have felt the same thing after I climbed, after I hiked for 4 hours and climbed like 150, you know? So I just think that really spoke to me. That really, like, when I connected it to my own life, I was like, damn, like, that was on the short term. Now we're going to apply it on the long term.
And that was the perfect metaphor. Perfect. Because I saw your video of that metaphor. After,
yeah, because
the very next day, or
yeah, I think I dropped it on Saturday.
Okay, and then now, did you put it on Instagram as well?
Yeah, I put everything everywhere. I put everything everywhere.
Yes, well, because what I want to do is make sure to let our viewers know that
they can find it on IGTV.
What day was it? It was what, May?
It was 16th? Saturday. Let me check. Today is Wednesday. 20, I think it was May 16th.
Okay, so around May 16th, depending on your time zone, May 16th, 2020, if you go to Omar's Instagram, then you can catch the video that he did, and then you'll see the passion behind what I saw in that. So his Instagram address is Omar Salem03. So OmarSalem03. 03. So definitely reach out, follow him. You won't, you're going to love following him. And
I mean,
he's definitely up and coming because he is so passionate, and I'm going to get into his passion a little bit more, but I just wanted to make sure that since we were on that subject of the metaphors and the videos, I want to make sure that our audience has the opportunity to see that video. You know, make sure to watch that video and put in the comments that they cut that you know
they can even find it on Gary's. They can even find it on is Gary dropped 5 minutes of it. I think he dropped it on Thursday. No, Friday. I think he dropped it on Friday. Well,
Did
it,
you
was
repost that onto yours?
I'm sorry, what?
Did you repost his video back onto your Instagram as well?
I reposted on story. Like, I didn't take the exact video, but like,
You got that on your wall. That's got to stay forever. that's awesome.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm not going to forget that day. I have like the 11 minute dropped on, I dropped the 11 minute video on Wednesday, and I dropped like another video speaking about that on Saturday. Like, if you open my GTV, my Instagram, you're going to find Gary everywhere, even when like not related.
Exactly. All right. Now, but I want to know the man behind the marketer. Okay.
Okay. Absolutely.
Tell me a little bit more about like your hobbies. Are you still in school? What was your dreams growing up of what you wanted to be, you know?
Okay, I think we can take it a little bit backwards to the summer of 2018. It was when it first clicked that I don't want to be building my ultimate team on FIFA. I want to be building a bigger community, a more like happy community, a more fulfilled community.
Yes.
I think Gary said that it's kind of both guilt and gratitude. And optimism. It's like these three things really move me, but not guilt in a bad way, actually in a good way. So like to give you some context, whether you're watching this on video or like audio, it was about 2018, as I said, and I thought I was raised in a good house and I go to a good school and I'm currently in school. And I have a good friends. Like, I have lots of blessings. Like, many people just take that for granted. I don't. I really like try my best to not take even like the shelter over my head, the opportunity to talk. Like, I really am grateful for all of that. So think about it. And I think that the more I engage with people who are not really close in my inner circle, I find out that, oh my God, like there are people who like have their dad walked away. And their mom also left, and they're just living all by themselves.
Right.
Like, right. I think of it, if that happened to me, I wouldn't be where I am, like zero, nothing. Yeah. So I find myself in a position because of the blessings I have. Oh, bless you.
Yeah.
So I find myself in the gratitude, the things that I have, I find myself in a position I can help people like, uplift them and help them elevate on that ladder of them being capable. Like, I don't care. Many people think of life coaching and self-development and stuff like that. I don't really care about that and their terminologies that they are used currently. Just like everyone is just hopping saying the word entrepreneur. I don't believe that anyone is just like an entrepreneur. But like, apart from like that's type
of nowadays, you know what I mean? It's like there's like such a big difference between what an entrepreneur was when I started becoming one 16 years ago and like what it is today. You know what I mean? Right. I call it millennial. I'm 45 and I'm more millennial than most millennials. You know, it's not granted. Yes, it's an age frame, but it's a state of mind of discovering, developing and executing what you want in order to be able to live a life.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Exactly. Yeah, absolutely. I get it. Absolutely. I live by that.
You're like, I'm passionate about passion. And I'm like, oh my God, okay, I got to talk to this guy.
it's a great time talking to you. I think another thing that would be very, very interesting is that because many people view content creators or people who put out like uplifting stuff and stuff like me, they view it as, oh, they don't like, they are well off. They don't know the struggles. So like, yeah, just let them talk. It's not like that. The thing is, like, I was struggling with passion, patience. And I even came up and spoke about that. Like, I tell my audience, like, patience is important. I know it's important. I just don't know how. So I never spoke about it. I just know it's important, right? And I think what I'm really getting at is that I have my down moments. I have my moments. It could be weeks, not moments, where I'm not with my content. I just post, like, I like schedule and like I don't really get creative with it, right? And so what I'm going at with is you gotta always find that hook. You gotta always find like whatever is gonna take you back to your purpose. Just stick with that. Like, I'll tell you an example. I've always had this purpose of helping the community, of helping my people, and then expanding like from just like my community to the to like Egypt, all of Egypt, and then Middle East and the entire world. Right? And I think when Nipsey Hussle, I don't know if y'all know who Nipsey Hussle is. He was a rapper, and he was giving back. He had a lot of our charity and stuff like that. When he died, I just thought, which is why I said to Gary, I might die any moment. So when he died, when he was shot, I was like, I gotta make him proud. Not because I owe it to him.
What's his name? The rapper?
His name is Nipsey Hussle. He died about one year ago. And
I remember. I remember hearing about the death.
I didn't even know him except 2 months before he died. He dropped a really nice track, and I was like, oh yeah, okay, it's great. Like, I don't even like his. Is they're not the best, but the thing is, he was giving back to his community, and that wasn't what really I like talked it like really touched me, you know. So I didn't say I owe it to him because he told me before he dies, like, oh, you gotta keep it on. Like, it wasn't like that, but it was
inspired you something deep inside. Yeah.
So I was feeling down.
And intentionally.
Exactly. So I was feeling down. I was feeling very not creative. I was even thinking about going slow. But then I thought I watched him and I saw his death and everything. And then it hit me that you could die any moment. You definitely think. Right. And that this man died. Right. I wouldn't say died in the purpose because I like why he died. It's like some stuff that I don't really know much about. So I'm not gonna talk about that. But like, he was living, let's talk about his living, not his death. He was living, giving back to the people. He had I didn't get to talk to him, but one of his goals was giving back, and he proved it by charity and stuff like that. So, yeah. Like, a person died, and he was on his way to make a great mission. And I'm on the same mission. I wanna give back. So, this really inspired me. This really, like, whenever I feel down, I really remember two things. Gary being in the like wine store when he was 34, like I'm 17. Like literally he was double my age. Like the math. You know what I'm saying? He was double my age.
Yeah.
He was double my age and he was working in the liquor store. And so that's the thing that I think about is like it's never gonna come easy. It's never gonna come that fast, right? And the other thing is Nipsey is just one, you know. But there are many people like him. They have a great mission and they fulfill some of it and they wish they have lived another day to fulfill more. Now I'm not speaking about him personally because I never got to talk to him or anything. But like he doesn't know it exists. But I know that he does and I know that this was one of his main things. So it inspires me. It really and I could really have someone I never met. And I never even heard of him, but when something happens, like a major life, it doesn't have to be death, but like a major something,
yeah.
I know, it's like a wake up call. You know, that's what I'm hinting at. It's a wake up call. So
it really is
easy. It's not gonna come easy.
Identify with somebody.
You know, I didn't get that.
When you can identify with somebody and you can feel their passion, even if you don't know them, and it really hits home. Compared to just watching the news on TV.
Yep, exactly. I think one of the reasons why my talk with Gary was like really like high energy because I believe that he knows what I'm talking about because he wanted that. He said he wanted that since day one, but he knew that he was gonna keep like putting the work in. Was like there was like jumping and stuff like that.
Exactly. He's definitely. It's like I have my own personal mentor and life coach that I've been working directly with. And it's like his words take care of my emotions. You know, it's kind of like the different things that I learned inside because of his words and his teachings is what led to the emotional entrepreneur. You know, but when it comes to like Gary Vee, it's the kick you in the ass to where you do what you need to do. You know what I mean? It's like having a little drill sergeant in your back pocket, you know, and just pushing you to just do what you need to do so you don't have regrets tomorrow. you know? And
yeah,
so
I really like that.
Are there other people besides Gary Vee that speak to you as far as within that?
Yeah, absolutely. If we're talking about like people who are like celebrities and stuff like that, I would say
whether it's celebrities, public speakers, motivation. Yeah,
I would say Gary and Nipsey, of course. Gary and Nipsey, of course. Jay Shetty. Jay Shetty. I'm not sure. I'm pretty sure if you're watching this, you heard Jay.
I call it Gary. I call it JV. JV, you know, because it's Jay Shetty.
I was actually thinking about that.
I am like, exactly. Right there, girl. Love it.
Exactly. I was thinking about that. And sometimes I find myself taking that like spiritual, calm path, like the Jay Shetty path. I like to call it the Jay Shetty path. And I find myself taking the Gary Vee path. I'm working a lot, high energy kind of thing, you know? So I was thinking, who's right, you know? But then it came to my mind that he's not right and he's not right. They are both right, but they are different. And what I gotta do is, it depends on the situation. Like, and they're not opposing. Like, they're not opposing. They just take different perspectives. And depending on my situation, I need to find that balance. It's like a seesaw. So, like, it's not always like that, and it's not always like that.
Yeah.
So,
well, remind me, Ali. I'll introduce you to the coach, my mentor.
Absolutely.
Because he reminds me of the two of them together, wrapped in with, like, I don't know, Morgan Freeman and Will Smith as well. You know, it's like, you've got the copy, you've got the push. I'll tell you what you don't want to hear. I'm going to cut you, but I'm going to give you a hug when I'm done. That's what makes for a great mentor, is somebody who's going to tell you what you need to hear.
I think that's the best way. I honestly think that's the best way. Someone who gives you what you need to do, but he doesn't, like, he gives you what you need. Like, he's not sugarcoating it. He's like, yo, you're not patient. You got to be patient because 1, 2, 3. However, so much love for you. And, like, you know, it's just like, you know, when he said Gary, we're talking a lot about Gary. If like someone was watching this,
I know this is like the Gary Vee show.
If they don't know who Gary is, they're probably like,
they will now.
So yeah, they will.
Wait a minute. This is the passion project. You know, this is not the Gary Vee podcast. No.
Yeah, exactly. But let me just say this one thing.
Yeah.
I was talking to this woman before me on the show, and he was telling her so he's like, take it both ways, you know. I think that balance is the best. Yeah. I think that's how you win, you know, like winning, that's how you win.
Exactly. But
like, Gary Vee aside, I love
enough to touch into your inner soul and then start fucking trusting. I hope you don't mind that I'm cussing. I hope my audience, I don't care. this is just me, you know, but it's like when you learn to actually tap into your instincts and trust them at every moment in time, whether you make a mistake or not, then there's no stopping you, you know, and you don't have to worry about whether or not should I take this advice. Fuck it. I'm just doing something.
And you hold yourself accountable. If it went wrong, you hold yourself accountable. Yeah. I know I messed up. How can I get better? And then you just hop on. Like, life is too short for like dwelling and complaining. I'm like, I really.
Now. Okay. So what about like your family? I mean, do you have any siblings? Do you live like with your parents?
I live with my parents. I'm still in high school, so I live with my parents. I have siblings. I live, like I told you, like, and that's the biggest thing. I'm grateful for a good family. So
Now, how old are your siblings?
I think one, I'm actually kind of like really private. Like, nobody knows I had siblings before this stuff.
I mean, the whole reason behind the passion project and where it stemmed from is so that people realize that you need to have a conversation about who you are, not just.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with that.
Because nobody's going to authentically, genuinely, you know, do business with you or want to continue a residual relationship is what I call it. You know, they're not going to want to be having that next conversation with you unless they enjoy the conversation. And it's like, why would I do business with you if I don't trust you? I don't know you.
Exactly.
And with social media nowadays, you have to bridge that gap. And, you know, through communication, such as podcasts like this, we have a chance to actually get to know each other.
You said something that's really exciting. I really, really like to hop on, which is trusting.
Yeah.
Like many people, I don't really believe that someone has to earn this trust. Like, mm-hmm. perspective, but like, hear me out. I believe that you can trust someone. You're not going to trust them with like taking it for you. Like, I believe there are layers of trust. It's not like I trust you or I don't trust you. I believe it's like layers.
Situational. Yeah. Yep,
exactly. So zero trust is because I have no clue who you are. Like, so I won't like, you know, but like, and no clue means I don't even know your name. Like, nothing. Right?
Yes. If I don't like your spirit, you can just go.
Yeah. Exactly. So, and then I believe there are like a couple of layers. Bless you. I believe there's like a couple of layers before that unconditional trust, you know?
Yeah.
So I think these layers, like, one, it could be like the kind of professional trust that I work with you, or I do something with you, so you believe me with whatever you're giving me, and you're kind of on that level, you know. And I believe the other thing,
you're giving, like, those boundaries trust of where you're going to allow them in your life.
Yeah, exactly. And the other thing, it could be around like, I believe that the second layer is like personal trust, like we're not really working, just working together. We're right. Like close friends. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And okay. And then I believe the unconditional kind of trust is the trust that you have only for like maybe a couple of your friends and like your parents and maybe something that's really, really tight, you know? So I just really wanted to hop on that because I don't really believe that, oh, you can trust someone or you cannot trust someone. Like, it's not like betrayal. And like, I don't see it that way.
No, I had the phone ring, and I'm still sitting at the office, so I'm letting the machine go because I'm closed for the day, and so I was just muting myself out. But no, I 100% understand. You know, in fact, when it comes to trust, I've actually was always on the opposite side of the spectrum. I would give way too much trust, thinking that people would think and feel the way that I do in life and have the same type of morals, whether I like really knew them or not. I mean, granted, you know, I'm number one international bestseller of two different, you know, in two different books now because of what I've been through and, you know, building upon like what I've been through to become who I am today, you know, but it's nice and refreshing to actually meet somebody that is kind of like on the opposite side of the spectrum, you know, and set back a little bit because it goes to show the different personalities because I meet people every day. I talk to people every day, whether it's through the business or my personal life or the podcasting. And, you know, if you expect everybody to be just like you are, then you're not opening your mind and working on your emotional intelligence.
You're just gonna get a lot of disappointments. And that's not something, I don't really like. Yeah. Really expect, like, I removed the word expect from my dictionary, like eliminated. Like, so I go with either I hope or I predict. And by predict, I don't mean like, it's not like a fancy word for expect. It's just that I predict that the game is going to end like that. So, you know, like, but not like I predict that he will trust me. And so if he doesn't, then I'm going to be upset. So it doesn't really work like that. But like, I think that when I think about it, like with the old expectations kind of thing, I think about it as I hope that this person, like, for example, takes my back, but I'm ready if they did not. Like, if they did not,
exactly.
It's like, you know, I think that balance of you're not being pessimistic, but you're not being delusional, right? Not optimistic, delusional.
Yes.
You're not pessimistic.
That responsibility too, where you know that your life is in your hands.
I just dropped that tweet today, exactly like 5 hours ago. I just said exactly that. You're in control of your life.
That's awesome. Yeah.
It's just as simple as that. It's like it's there is no like hard calculations, and it's not like MC plus part two. It's not that hard. Like it's just simple.
Exactly.
Like if you let
1.44444 or something. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I don't know the math. I don't do the math. I'm terrible at math. So
the only thing I know about pi is I need to stay away from it until I lose a little bit more weight.
Now I have zero clue about math. Like I'm gonna leave the pocket to talk about math because I will be doing nothing here.
So, right. I wanted to kind of touch bases on something, and I hope you don't mind, but actually for the audience, once again, I'm going to just, you know, really encourage everybody to reach out and follow Omar on his Instagram.
He
really resonates with you, with his teachings and the way he speaks and everything that he's got within his page. Please reach out within the messenger. It is Omar Salem 03. So OmarSalem 03. And then just reach out, connect with him, and, you know, create that relationship. And if there's something that he can do to help you, then he'll do whatever he possibly can. Hey, 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 this is Wendy Baird. Alrighty, well, that interview isn't over. It's not over. The conversation was going so good, we went ahead and continued it. So I went ahead and decided, you know what? I'm going to have a part one and a part two. So this is a completion of part one. However, part two is going to be within the next episode. So if you'd like to listen to it now, amazing. Otherwise, subscribe, follow, download, do whatever you got to do to make sure that you don't miss part two of my conversation.